Greetings. My name is Lisa Dormeyer, and I serve as Vice President for Seminary Relations at Pittsburgh Theological Seminary. Welcome to our 2008 series of Advent devotionals. Today is Sunday, November 30th, and this is the first Sunday in Advent. Our reading for this morning comes from Matthew's Gospel, the 25th chapter, reading verses 1 through 13. I will be reading this passage from The Message, Eugene Peterson's interpretation of the Bible. Listen now for the word of the Lord. God's kingdom is like 10 young virgins who took oil lamps and went out to greet the bridegroom. 5 were silly, and 5 were smart. The silly virgins took lamps but no extra oil. The smart virgins took jars of oil to feed their lamps. The bridegroom didn't show up when they expected him, and they all fell asleep. In the middle of the night, someone yelled out, "He's here! The bridegroom's here! Go out and greet him!" The 10 virgins got up and got their lamps ready. The silly virgins said to the smart ones, "Our lamps are going out. Lend us some of your oil." But they answered, "There might not be enough to go around. Go buy your own." They did, but while they were out buying oil, the bridegroom arrived. When everyone who was there to greet him had gone into the wedding feast, the door was locked. Much later, the other virgins, the silly ones, showed up and knocked on the door, saying, "Master, we're here. Let us in." He answered, "Do I know you? I don't think I know you." So stay alert. You have no idea when he might arrive. The theme for this year's Advent devotionals from the seminary is Expect the Unexpected. This scripture reading from the 25th chapter of Matthew presents us with a very good start on this theme. This is a story about a wedding. In these days, the bridesmaids carried little oil lamps as part of the procession. These were festive lamps meant to lead the way for the bride and the bridegroom. They were also necessary illumination in a time when there was no electricity. You could not have a wedding reception without lamps and oil to fuel them. In this case, the bridal party consisted of 10 young women, half of whom Jesus describes as wise. The other half are called foolish, or as in this translation represents them, silly. As we all know, the wise are the ones who had not just their lamps, but extra oil just in case. Some, the silly bridesmaids, didn't bring any extra oil. For reasons that aren't made clear, the bridegroom is late for the wedding, and after waiting and being bored for a long time, the bridesmaids nod off to sleep. Sometime later, they are awakened by the cry, "They're coming! He's coming! Great, the wedding can begin!" But while they have been asleep, the lamps have run out of oil. The wise women refuse to share with the foolish, sending the foolish scurrying off to the 7-Eleven to buy more oil. They get their oil, they rush back to the house, and they furiously knock on the door. The groom opens it a crack as he peers out over top the little security chain. "I'm sorry," he says, "do I know you?" And then the door slams shut. It sends a chill down your spine, doesn't it, to think of that door slamming in their faces. I think perhaps this story is meant to send a chill down our spine. Jesus really wants us to be prepared. Jesus really wants us to expect the unexpected. None of these bridesmaids were bad people. Half of them simply were unprepared. Foolish, silly, call it what you will. They weren't watching, they weren't waiting, they weren't prepared. Jesus tells his disciples to keep watch. You never know when the bridegroom is going to arrive, so be ready. In our day-to-day lives and in our faith lives, we tend to get sloppy. At least I do. Getting by seems good enough. Just keeping my head above water seems good enough. I don't usually think to carry extra oil. Literal or spiritual, there's not a lot of extra oil in my bags. But in this parable, Jesus calls us to a higher level of consciousness. Think ahead. Read Scripture. Pray. Take time for feeding the Spirit. Do justice. Love kindness. Walk humbly with God. Keep your oil reserves full. Keep extra oil to spare. Pack it, take it with you wherever you go, and then watch, wait, live expectantly. Don't shuffle through life unaware. Look up and be ready to be surprised once again by Christ among us. Expect the unexpected. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Let us pray. O living Christ, you were, you are, you come. Fill our lamps that we may be prepared for the feast of your reign. Keep us wakeful that our lamps may ever burn. Give us sight that we may recognize you among us. Give us strength to stand in your presence. So all these things may be, through your gracious Spirit. Amen.